Y'all talked to this morning and talked about what the Lord done for us and you know what all he went through. You see his son to die for us on the cross, and we hear that story a lot, but I don't think it really hits home where it needs to hit. We don't stress it enough, Brother Jerry, how important it was when Jesus went and died on the cross for us, and what all he endured, what he went through. And sometimes we complain about the little things of this life. We complain about all the things that happen to us, things that we go through, trials that we face, and what the devil puts us through. We cry and whine about the littlest thing. But I seem to think about the Bible times where Jesus, all he was wanting to do is teach God's Word, to heal the sick, amen, make the lame to walk, and open the blinded eyes, amen. And he got mocked and ridiculed for that. He got put on a cross for that, for helping people. And we wake up in the morning and we get a little headache. Wake up Sunday morning and we feel like our back's bothered a little bit, and we can't be in the house of God, church. Tell you what's wrong with that today, as we got our minds that are set on this world and the things in it, and our mind ain't stayed on God. Amen. And that's why we're in the shape we're in today as a nation, as a church, as Christian people. Amen. I tell you, when we open our eyes and we see that God needs to be centered first and foremost in our lives, the better our life will be. Amen. Church, I didn't mean to bring a different message than what I had, but the Lord gave me a message this morning. And I tell you what, and I believe it needs to be preached tonight. Church, if you're going through a tough time in this life, wait upon the Lord. Amen. God is more than able to take care of it, and He will in His time. If you want to open your Bibles tonight, if you have them with you tonight, which I hope you do, we are in church. I believe that you should have your armor. Amen. You should have your sword when you go to battle. I tell you what, you don't see men and women in the army today being on the front lines without a gun. And tonight, church, this right here is your roadmap. This right here is the way. And this right here will lead you to time of trouble. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 130, if I'll give you time to open your books, the title of this message right here, it says right here, I got it highlighted. It says, hoping and waiting on the Lord. I tell you, church, there's times in my life I got struggling, I got some tough times, I got brought to my knees a few times. You know what, church? Sometimes we need to be brought to our knees, amen, to make us realize how powerful God is and just how much we need Him in this life. Church, I'm telling you, God has brought us through some tough times in this life, and I can't help to be thankful for that. But during those times, they didn't happen immediately all the time. They didn't happen the next day. They didn't happen a month later. Sometimes it took more time than that. But we need to learn to wait on the Lord tonight. Mm-hmm. Amen, church, I tell you what. God is perfect. Amen. God is perfect in His ways. God is perfect in His time. Amen, church. We're the people that need to do work on our lives. Amen. We're the people that need to realize where we stand with God. We're the people that need to do some adjustments. God don't need to be doing any adjustments. Jesus died on the cross. That was just enough. Amen. I tell you what, church. Jesus ain't going to die on the cross for the second time. Church, He died once, and that's all He needs to do. Amen. The rest is up to us. Bible says in Psalms, the book of Psalms chapter 130, verse 1, we got a few verses here, and then we'll get to the message. Out of the depths have I cried to Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of the supplications. If Thou, Lord, should have marked iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared. I'm going to stop right there for a second. The Bible says there is forgiveness. Amen. Church, the sins that we've done, the things we've done in this life, things unimaginable you wouldn't think you might care about or even give us a second chance. God says there's a second chance. Amen. God says there's forgiveness. Amen. For those sins. We taught this morning in Sunday school in the book of Matthew, I think it's chapter 18 or 28. I don't remember. I think it was 18. The Bible says we're to forgive one another just like the Lord forgave us. Amen. When He died on the cross, He forgave us. The Bible says on the cross, He said, forgive them. They know not what they do. Amen. Church, and it's hard for us sometimes to forgive our brother for a little thing. Amen. Somebody says something about us. Somebody says something to us. And we want to whine and cry about it for a year later. Amen. Church, but the Bible says we must forgive.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Amen, our neighbor. Amen. We talked about this morning. Peter asked him, the Lord saying, how many times, you know, these people keep doing this to me. How many times must I forgive them? Oh boy. Jesus said, you must forgive them 70 times 7.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what the Bible says. He didn't say, well, you should forgive them a couple times. That's all you need to do after that when they're in trouble. The Bible says you forgive them 70 times 7. That don't mean you stop there. Amen. That's just something that goes on and on and on.
Amen.
Amen, church, I tell you what, if the Lord was good enough to do it, we could do it too. Amen. It wasn't that hard. We go through little things this life. Amen. The Lord went through a whole lot worse. Amen, church. As we read on a little bit more, the Bible says, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mightest be feared. And I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His Word do I hope. Amen. Ain't that good to know? My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than that that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption, and He shall redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Amen. The Bible says there is mercy in the Lord. Amen. Mercy. Let me kind of elaborate on that a little bit. The Bible says there's mercy. And I'm thinking about the same mercy. Amen. Once again, when Jesus died for our sins. Amen. You know, I was thinking about people that did crazy things in the Bible and ended up turning out to be good men. I believe God showed them mercy. Amen. God had plans for them today. Amen. And they went on to do great things in the Bible. And I think that applies to us. When we get saved and God shows His mercy, I believe God has plans for us. And I believe it goes on further from that. Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Woo! I tell you what, church, God is good. Amen. Amen. God had a plan for this little boy.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I didn't realize at the time, but when God showed His mercy, He forgave me of my sins.
Yeah.
There's two right there, mercy and forgiveness. Amen.
Uh-huh.
He forgave me my sins. God had a plan for me.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm just trying to carry out the best I can that plan. Amen. That He had in place for me. But you know what? Amen. It didn't happen overnight. Amen. I had to wait on the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we get impatient with God. Sometimes we pray for things. We want things this life. We want it now. There ain't another minute. We want to see people saved. We want to see people healed. And we got to have it right now. We can't wait another day. But let me tell you something. Sometimes God's time is better than ours. Amen. Let me clear that up. God's time is way better than ours every time. Amen. I was telling about the story this morning of Lazarus. Amen. Bible says he was dead 4 days in the tomb. People were crying, people were upset, people were wondering why Jesus didn't show up. But on the fourth day, Jesus came. They said, Jesus, you're late. He's been there 4 days. His body stinks. There ain't no way you can do anything now. You're late. But Jesus said, I'm perfect on time. Amen. The Bible says Jesus said to roll that stone away, and Lazarus come forth. Amen. God's time is perfect. And I wish I could have been there to see the people's faces when that happened. I wanted to see their reaction to just how perfect God is.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
That time where they said, well, it's impossible. Nothing can happen. Jesus proved them wrong.
Yeah,
amen. Hey, man, church, I tell you, God has proved me wrong many, many times.
Yeah.
Amen, church. We talked about the time with my nephew. You know, I got all tore up, and I know it sounds like a broken record, but I just want to tell you how good God is. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what all He's brought him through. Y'all know what happened. Amen. But it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
It didn't happen the next day. Amen. Here we are, week four, I believe. He's a month old this week, coming up. And we had to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
But guess what? God came through. Amen.
Yeah,
church, I don't know what's going in your life. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. Frankly, it's none of my business. I ain't going to make it my business. But I know God's time is perfect. Amen. If we stand still, amen, and see the salvation of God, and see Him go to work, and let Him work in your life tonight, and let Him change, make a change in there, and He'll hear your prayer. Amen. He'll take that prayer and He'll listen to it. Then He'll say, this time right here will be the perfect time for this to happen. But sometimes, Brother Jerry, things don't always go like we want them to happen. Amen. Somebody dies in our family. We lose our job. Something goes on. The first thing we want to do is blame God. We want to say, Lord, why do I not have the sees and these wars and stuff going on and these doctors do what they're doing, maybe God sees something we don't see. Maybe God has a different plan than what we have. But praise God, I know that same God that delivered them is the same God that delivers now. He ain't changed. The Bible says He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen. His Word will stand forever. Yeah. Woo! Praise God. That's good preaching right there. Hey, man, I tell you what. Oh, boy. I tell you what. A lot of times we like to question this old book right here. Hey, man. You know, I like to try to read. And Brother Jerry likes to mess my mind a little bit with these questions he asks y'all. And sometimes I'll beat myself up all week trying to think of an answer before I can see him again. But you know what? We need to be thinking about God's Word a little bit. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's something we need to beat ourselves up over. Amen. A lot of times we want to beat ourselves over what we're going to do this weekend, what ball game we're going to watch, what store we're going to go to, this past Friday, what Black Friday sale I'm going to hit. That's what we're beating our minds over these days. God's Word has took a back seat to everybody's life anymore. Nobody cares about God's Word as much as they used to. We talk about the old days. I hear stories about people lining up in the church. They were having service out in the streets. They were having service before they even got here in the doors. These days, hey man, you couldn't find them in a pew anymore like it used to be. You're not going to find them praising Jesus out in the streets anymore. Church didn't do well to get them in the parking lot anymore.
Amen.
Church, the Christians are waiting on the Lord. Amen. That's where I come into right here at the end. Amen. We're waiting on the Lord to return. Amen. I wait on the Lord to do whatever He needs to in my life. But I'm waiting on the Lord to come home. Amen. Come get us and take us home. Amen. That's what I'm waiting for Him to do. You know, God has a perfect time. He's going to send His Son to come get us. Amen. You know, the Bible says no man nor the angels in heaven will know when the return be.
Yeah.
Amen, but it's coming. Amen. The Bible says many times in there, as we talk about, you know, the days, what seems to be a couple of days, and that's a couple thousand years in Jesus. Amen. Amen. God's time. So if it was close then, church, imagine how close it is now. Amen.
Amen.
It won't be too long. We'll see the clouds split. We'll see the eastern sky split open. Then we'll see the Son of Man come back. And guess what? The waiting stops. Amen.
Amen.
The waiting turns into reality, and the Christians will go home. But until then, church, we need to wait on the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of God, and watch what He can do in your life today. I don't know your situations. I don't know what you're going through, but I know a God that does. I know a God that cares. I know a God that saves. And I know a God that heals. Amen. Church, you couldn't tell me the difference. I've seen Him in work. I've seen Him in action, and I know that God exists. I want to tell you this story that we'll close. You know, I heard a story, and I tell this about wherever I go. You know, there's an old man, well, my boss, where I used to work in Nashville. We went to eat lunch, and he said, "Caleb, let me ask you something." I'm like, "Okay." He said, "You're a Christian, right?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I'm going to tell you a story that happened. We was in the hospital with my pastor visiting an older man that was getting ready to pass away. They went, he was on his deathbed, and they went in there and got talking to him, and finally they asked a question that every person in the hospital on their deathbed will be asked, hopefully, you know, if there's a preacher nearby, they will ask him, you know, where they stand with God. And they asked him where he stood with God, and you know what he said? He said, "I tell you what, I'll do you one better. Look behind you, there's angels coming to take me home right now."
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. About 10 seconds later, he flatlined and left this old walk of life. Church, you can't tell me there's not a God. You can't tell me there's somebody listening. You can't tell me there ain't somebody watching you today. I know a God is more than able.
Yeah.
I know a God that will do and can do. Amen.
Yeah.
If we put our trust and believe in God and let God do the rest. Amen. Amen. As we stand tonight and ask for a song and invitation, I invite you, church, to ask you tonight if you want to see somebody saved, you want to see a difference in your life, wait on the Lord. Keep praying. Don't stop praying until He comes back. Amen. And see the prayer answered.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. As we sing tonight, invite you to come. I'll pray with you. If I'm too ugly, pray with you, Jerry will. Amen. We just want you to leave your needs and your things that's going through in your life, leave them at Jesus' feet. He'll take care of them. Amen. Praise God.
Lovely and tender.